Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Hare चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलां श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं सजीवम् अद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्विताश्च नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गोवृत्कृषे नमः आराध्यो भगवान् ब्रजेशतनय तद्धाम वृन्दावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना ब्रजवधुवर्गेण या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतम् प्रमाणममलम् प्रेमपुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदम् तत्रादरो न परः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर स्वामी गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय
ಅದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಜಯ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಸನಾತನ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ನಿಧಾಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೆ
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ವಿ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಫಾರ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಡೇ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರವಣೋತ್ಸವ ಈವ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಸೆಷನ್. ಸೊ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಆನ್ ಬೃಹತ್ ಭಾಗವತ ಅಮೃತ. How many of you are relishing this? How many of you want Maharaja's class? So simply saying Hari Bol is not sufficient. Maharaj yesterday, he told that you have to be early, not on time. You were on time. So Maharaj is expecting before time. At least 5 minutes before. Okay? Thank you. So we will welcome Maharaj by saying 3 times.
Hari Bol! Order! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
So as usual, Russian translation will be on 95 and Bengali translation X hote. Pichone Udayanand Prabhu ache, radio jar kache nai, okhane pichone boste parbe. Sunte parbe. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hari 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 Hari. ಹರಿ ಅವರ ಹಾಂ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೀಟ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಚೇರ್ಸ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಮೂವ್ ದೆಮ್ ಸಿಟ್ ವೆರ್ ಎವರ್ ದ ಚೇರ್ ಯು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಸಿಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಚೇರ್ Yeah. Okay, Hari Bol. Thank you for joining us again today. We'll continue where we left off yesterday. Hari, you're able to hear? Is everything normal with the sound? I'm not sure. Hari, our team is on the job. They're doing something, I suppose. So yesterday, Narad Muni traveling all over, he has reached, where is Narad Muni now? Where? He's in Dwarka. And what time of the day did he arrive there? Morning hours. And there was no need to guide him to get to the palace of Sri Krishna because he had been there many times. And how did he look like? Looked like a ghostly haunted madman. And where is Krishna? He is in the palace, in our chambers. Still in the bed. He has not done early to bed and early to rise. Makes person healthy, wealthy, wise. He's just lying on. And Uddhava has, he normally would sit next to him, next to his bed, but that day he wanted to leave Krishna alone. Krishna was not in good mood. He was in some kind of distress. So Uddhava was sitting at the entrance of the palace, and he wasn't alone. There were several other members, including Balaram and Rohini and Rukmini and Satyabhama and Kamsa's mother, Padmavati. Remember her? And there he comes. They all noticed, and then they got up, received him, wiped his face, calmed him down, made him to take seat. And as they inquired something, what are these sounds? And we also need air. Don't stop. So as so then he started speaking, and as he begins giving explanation of the state of his mind's affairs and why he had been acting like a madman, so as he started to speak again, the emotions, ecstasies aroused, and his eyes are again full of tears, and he begins glorifying Uddhava. And he said, I would like to, could you please bring me to Uddhava? Help, help. Where is Uddhava? Is he here? Could I see him? Uddhava wasn't very far. He was right in front, but he could not recognize because his eyes were also full of tears and not able to see. And things are not normal. Then he also was thinking, oh, maybe I don't deserve meeting with such an exalted, most favored devotee of Krishna. So could I at least have a little dust? Padaika Raja. If not meeting face to face, at least please get me dust of his feet. And that will pacify me. I will attain shanti. May antaratmanaha. And then he talks on of his realizations of Uddhava. He says, this world has never ever seen devotee like Uddhava. Nobody in the distant past, puratanai adhunikaischa, and at the present moment, means those who are in Dwarka, no one has received anugraha, the benediction, as much as, or favors, as much as Uddhava has received. Mahattama Bhagavateshu, amongst the Bhagavatas, Mahabhagavatas, he is Mahattam, he is the topmost. He is Mahavibhuti, Vibhuti, the full of opulences, great soul. And he says, it's not just what I say or I have heard, but Swayam Uchate Cha Yaha. Lord Himself has talked in these terms about Uddhava. Excuse me. Purve Pare Cha Tanayaha. Lord had or has Tanaya, sons like Brahma and others. And he has brothers like Shankarshan, Balaram and others. Suridaha, he has friends like Shiva and others. And he has Bharya, wife like Rama, Lakshmi. But Lord has said that this Uddhava is Priyatamaha. Because other devotees are Priya, dear to me. But Uddhava is Priyatam. And that's the title of this chapter also. This is the sixth chapter of the first part of Bhagavatamrita called Priyatam. And Lord even said, Anupama swamurtir nasyu prabhoho. And not even more, he is more dear to me than myself. And he has said that. So in the commentary on this verse, who is commenting? Who wrote the commentary on Brihad Bhagavatamrita? Sanatana Goswami himself. Auto commentary. So he is commenting. And he quotes from 11th canto, wherein Lord said, my dear Uddhava, neither Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Shankarshan, the goddess of fortune, nor indeed my own self is as dear to me as you. So that's supporting statement of what Narad Muni said. This is what supports Lord's own statement. Bhagavad Vachanani Eva Prathitani Puratanaha. So Lord's this vachan, this statement, and vachanani, many other statements from the past, from the scriptures, reveals the great good fortune of Uddhava. How is the most favored, most dear devotee. Gitani Yadupungavaihi. And these days, the descendants of Yadu dynasty, they also sing glories of exalted position of Uddhava. They know Uddhava, how much dear he is to the Lord. This is Narad Muni talking to all those who are assembled there. And in that assembly, of course, Uddhava is sitting right there in the midst of those Dwarkavasis. And Narada Muni says, Pravishya karna dvarena mama akramya rida alayam. So when I heard about Uddhav, his glories, there in Hastinapur, Pandavas said so much about Uddhav. So Pravishya karna dvarena. I was open-minded, and so all that they said entered my the karna dwar, the entrances of the ears, and that reached my hriday, heart, and all that reached my heart kind of attacked my heart, invaded my heart, pervaded my heart, took over my heart. Madiya sakalam dhairyadhanam luthantiha hatat. And that plundered my dhairya. Being sober, being steady, being fixed, and all that. There was no more. After I heard, I became agitated. I became ecstatic and excited. And as a result, I have ended up here in Dwarka. Again, in the commentary, Sanatana Goswami is quoting another verse. This is again in 11th canto, 11:49. Athaitat paramam guhyam shranvato yadunandana su gopyam api vakshami tvam me bhratyaha suritsakha. Before Lord, you know, Uddhav Gita, they say. You heard? What is the name? Which is, that is in the 11th canto. There's a Bhagavad Gita. That song of God has name of Krishna. Bhagavad Gita, that's Krishna's name. The other Gita, the speaker is Krishna, same speaker. But that Gita gets the title, the name, what? That becomes Uddhav Gita. This is Bhagavad Gita, that's Uddhav Gita. So there, Lord, like in Bhagavad Gita, in the middle, I think it's third or fourth chapter, Krishna said, you are very dear. Bhaktosime sakacha yiti tadahi rahasya uttamam. You remember? I'm going to speak very confidential things to you, Arjun. And why to you? Because you are my sakha. Bhaktaha and sakha. You are my devotee and friend. Very dear. That's why I'm going to reveal the confidential truth unto you. So Krishna said that to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. But Uddhav Gita, he said that similar thing to Uddhav. And, oh beloved Yadu, beloved of Yadu dynasty, because you are my servant one, you are my well-wisher too, and my friend, I shall now speak to you the most confidential knowledge. Please hear as I explain these great mysteries to you. So this is yet another statement in the verse of Lord Sri Krishna himself, where he glorifies Uddhava and expresses his affection, love, confidence, friendship he has with Uddhava. Parikshit uvacha. So when Uddhava heard all this from Narad Muni, he could not stand it. Like the previous persons, yesterday we mentioned how he went all over, starting with Prayag, then South India, then to Amaravati. Where is Amaravati? Capital of Indra is called Amaravati. Then he goes to Satyalok, that's Brahmalok, goes to Kailash, goes to Vaikunt. From there he goes to Sutal planet. From there he goes to where Hanuman resides, like that. So wherever. So as he was meeting those devotees and glorifying them, each one of them said, "No, no, 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 not me, Narad. It's someone else more dear than myself. So please go to them, meet them." The same thing happened here. Uddhava also doesn't admit, no, no, there is someone more dear. In my opinion, my understanding, there is yet another one. Not just one, but many, many of those very favorite, most favorite devotees. And thinking like this, Uddhava was thinking like this, he gets up, he goes forward, he grabs the feet, lotus feet of Narad Muni, takes all the dust, kind of embraces feet of Narad. While he is remembering those prasada bhara bhagjanaha, those who received prasad, benediction, more special benediction, and as he's thinking of those devotees, of course he's thinking of devotees in Vrindavan, Brajabasis he's thinking of. There are different kinds. Some Brajavasis, devotees in Sakya Ras, some Vatsalya Ras, in some full of Madhurya Ras. He has all the... he's feeling fallen, or I am fallen compared to them. I'm a lower, low class, hina, dina, and thinking like this, he's remembering those devotees. He begins now shedding tears, and there is emotion mentioned here. Matsarya matsarya satvikat pramudam gataha. Out of transcendental or sattvic jealousy, he's jealous, but this is not a mundane or envy, jealousy governed or caused by the passion or ignorance, or in goodness could also be a little bit. But this is sattvic, shuddha sattvic bhav has aroused, and is feeling jealous. Sanatana Goswami, there is so much here, I'm just throwing few drops just sprinkling. After arati, they throw a few drops. There's an ocean here. There's a Sindhu here. I'm just sharing some bindus. Bindus from their Sindhu. It's an ocean, but this is just a few drops. I'm missing so much. I'm skipping so much. And not that I'm grasping or understanding so much also. Just touching, just floating at the surface, trying to dive, but we could only dive deeper as per our capability, as different birds could fly at different levels only. Sparrow has its level and the Garuda has its another, and like that. So Sanatana Goswami says, the bhava of jealousy, he explains that, intolerance of others' good fortune. Parasya utkarsha asahaniya. I read somewhere else. Parasya, others' utkarsha, progress, elevation, asahaniya. You cannot tolerate. I can't stand it. You can't stand it. That's called jealousy. Rather, in this jealousy, listen to this. He entered, is the difference between the worldly jealousy, being jealous, and the jealous nature of the transcendentalists. In the jealousy, he entered even deeper into the trance of his attraction to Krishna. Just as devotees in the conjugal mood become even more blissfully attached to Krishna when jealous of his other lovers. Okay. Even if you don't get all that in first reading, you'll have to go back. Homework for you. To understand, realize, or accept this as a truth, and then realization is yet another. Accept this as a truth, this is a gyan, and then from gyan we have to transform that into vigyan, the realization, practical application. Or assimilation. We hear, so we do not only want to store this as information or just a knowledge gathering. The goal is to assimilate. Transformation, not just information, lot of information. Information technology these days. But where is the transformation? But we would like to see transformation of our hearts, our consciousness, which Prabhupada used to call as a revolution in consciousness. Sri Mad Uddhava Uvacha. And now Uddhava is speaking. Is addressing Narad. Sarvagya Satyavak Shrestha Mahamunivara Prabho. He addressed Narad Muni four addresses, four ways. There must be reason why he is saying each one of this. Sarvagya. Sarvagya means you know everything. You know everything. But what you just said is not the right. But you know what is right. But why are you talking like this? That I am most favored. No, this is not right. You are Sarvagya. I know you know. I know you know. You must know who is most favored. Sarvakshrestha. Your statements are shrestha, the topmost. You are Mahamuni, Vara, Vara again. Shrestha, Mahamuni amongst. You are not only Narad Muni, but you are Mahamuni, Mahanarad Muni. Prabhu, you are my master. Bhagavad Bhakti Margadi. Tvaya ihayat gurunoktam. And you have said, you have written so much, and you have spoken so much about this mark, this path of Bhagavad Bhakti. Bhakti Sutras, Narad Bhakti Sutra is famous. You were there at Narad Kund, not far from Govardhan Hill. You know, you are also aspiring to join the Rasa dance, considering that to be the topmost. Unnata Ujjvala Ras with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared to deliver that Unnata Ujjvala Rasam. All you just said about me and more is just evident, is self-evident to me. I knew it was true before you said it, and so did others. The commentary Sanatana Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami writes, "Oh, knower of everything." Because Narad Muni was addressed as Sarvagya, meaning, oh, knower of everything, this, quote-unquote, hints that Narad is aware of who indeed are Krishna's most favored devotees, led by the divine Srimati Radharani. You know this. Idanim yad vraje gatva. And then he's going to share his first-hand experience. He said, very recently I went to Vrindavan. I was in Braj. Well, while on the way to Vrindavan, I was also thinking, I was kind of proud of my very special position, how Lord loves me the most, and I'm most favorite devotee, and like I was thinking like this, and my pride was at a sky was a limit. Like a Mount Meru. That was the height of my thinking. Oh, me must be special one, chosen one. But then he says, as I reached Vrindavan, and what I experienced there immediately, that Mount Meru like pride crumbled and crushed, became a pile of dust. సద్యా చూర్ణతాం గతః, చూర్ణతాం గతః, చూర్ణ చూర్ణ ఆయుర్వేద, ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ ఆయుర్వేద మెడిసిన్ దిస్ చూర్ణ రైట్ పౌడర్ చూర్ణ. So my pride became churna like that, crushed. Before he visited Braj, okay, same thing is said here. Tat eva hi krishnasya tat prasadasya cha adhuta. So then he said, oh, that was amazing sweetness that I experienced or I understood. And what was maya gyata madhuri, maya by me, gyata I realized. What did I realize? Madhuri, the sweetness. I experienced sweetness of what? And he mentions three items here. The amazing sweetness of Krishna's mercy. That's one thing. Amazing sweetness of Krishna's mercy. Number two, amazing sweetness of love for him. Love for Krishna. That is also this amazing sweetness of love for Krishna. Mercy of Krishna, receiving, and then reciprocating, loving Krishna. There's this amazing sweetness. And third thing, amazing sweetness of those who possess that love, means devotees of Vrindavan. Amazing sweetness of those who possess that love. So as Buddha was talking like this, he doesn't want to talk more about these matters of what he experienced. He just said quickly, in a condensed form, Hari Hari. Haribo! You're okay? Not getting into trance or... Be with us. Tuned in. Okay. Natva, natva, munivara. మయా ప్రార్థసే కాకుభిస్త్వం. అండ్ దెన్ ఉద్ధవ్ సేస్, యు నో, ఐ ఆఫర్ మై ఒబేసెన్సెస్ అంటు యూ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ ఓ నారద్. లెట్ అస్ నాట్ పర్సూ దిస్ పాత్, లెట్ అస్ నాట్ టాక్ మోర్ అబౌట్ దీస్ మ్యాటర్స్. Sansrayetha viramam. Let us give viram. Let us stop talking about this. Shravanarasataha. This about topics about the ras. This topic about the ras. Braj. Raj and Braj ras. And... Dhenu and Renu and Venu. Dhenu, the cows of Vrindavan. Renu, the dust of Vrindavan. Venu, the flute of Sri Krishna. And all these of talks of full of rasa. Oh, rasika, bhuvi bhavuka. But let's put full stop to these talks. The reason being, Uddhava is thinking that if we continue talking, there's certainly talks about the gopis and Radharani and their loving dealings with Krishna and Krishna's special favors for gopis and especially then Radharani. If these subject matters are spoken in the assembly here, who is sitting? The queens of Krishna from Dwarka are here. How would they feel if they hear that their husband has yet another, some lovers, and he loves more them than us? No, this won't be appropriate. That's one concern. The other concern is, one of the person in the audience, he's not sitting right there, but not far on the bed. He's lying, but he's not sleeping. He's up. He's hearing. And if he hears about residents of Vrindavan and hearing about gopis and Radha, he's going to be going deeper into that distressed state of his mind. It's going to be further agitation. So better not talk more of these matters. Therefore, anyone familiar with Brihad Bhagavatamrit knows, this is again Srila Sanatana Goswami's commentary, knows very well that what Uddhava said and did in Braj, and what confidential ambition he revealed there. It is no secret that Uddhava discovered in Sri Brajadham that the gopis headed by Sri Radhika are the most intimately favored by Sri Krishna than himself. But at the present company, Uddhava wanted to avoid pursuing this topic. Parikshito vacha. Parikshit said, to who? Who did he? To Uttara. Because everything is Parikshita Vacha. Even what Narad Muni said, and then Uddhava said, and this person said, and all this is spoken by Parikshit Maharaj unto Uttara. And where is this happening, this dialogue? On the bank of which river?
Ganga.
Where Ganga? Which Ganga? Which part of Ganga's bank? Shuktal. Hastinapur. Just outside Hastinapur. Tad vakyam vakya tattvam vigyaya rohini sasrama bravit. Says everyone assembled there at the palace entrance was hearing, so was Rohini, and by hearing he had just now started talking, this Uddhava. But that was sufficient for Rohini to arouse, stir up some emotions, memories, and she has been transported to Vrindavan. What was it like in those good old days when she was also in Vrindavan. While Kamsa was imprisoned, Kamsa imprisoned Vasudeva and Devaki, and other queens of Vasudeva, they were hidden for protection purpose. And Rohini was in palace of Nanda Maharaj in Gokul. And then later on, of course, she also goes to Nandagram with all the residents. Chirag Gokulavasena. She had spent a lot of time in Vrindavan. Amongst all those who are sitting there, well, Balram also, he had stayed in Vrindavan. And Rohini did. Of course, so that's a mother and son. Everyone else had no clue of what Vrindavan is or residents of Vrindavan. So here, Rohini and the residents of Vrindavan had high regard for Rohini. They respected her so much. So this Rohini Mata Uvacha Astan Sri Haridasa Tan means all those residents of Vrindavan. Hey Sri Haridas. This Haridas is Uddhav has been addressed here as Haridas. And then when we hear Haridas, we a lot of times are reminded of Bhagavad mentions three Haridasas. Uddhav is one of them. Yudhishthira Maharaj is another one. And Govardhan is not only Haridas, but Haridas Varya. The best amongst the Haridasas is Govardhan. So, that again talks, exalted position of Uddhav. So he's addressed here by Rohini as Sri Haridas. Because Uddhav had just given some hint how dear are those residents of Vrindavan, how close and so much favorite devotees of Sri Krishna are the residents of Vrindavan. He was giving some hints. So by hearing this, he says, Mahadurdaivam Maritan. You are talking of great good fortune of those residents of Vrindavan, but I could say from my own experience, they were on the verge of death. Because Krishna and Balram, they left for Mathura. Gopis were trying to stop and all that. And Krishna said, I'll just now come. But then he did go and did his business of killing Kamsa, and he should have come back, but he did not. He stayed on, and not for a short time, he stayed on and on and on for 18 years. And then again, instead of going back to Vrindavan, he moved on. He went away farther, came to Dwarka, and in between from Mathura, he also had gone to Sandipani Muni's ashram for studies. So Rohini says, Saubhagya Gandha Rahitam. What are you talking of good fortune of these residents of Vrindavan? They did not even get smell, Gandha, not even Gandha of their Saubhagya, of their good fortune. They are most unfortunate. Devotees, all those Brajabasis, Dainya Sagare Nimagna. They're all drowning in the feelings of separation. They're missing their Lord. And for them, this whole world was vacant without Lord of their heart. The Brajavasis feel most unfortunate because they view themselves as totally neglected by Krishna. Totally neglected. And you are talking of good fortune. Yeah, further comment. Living in Dwarka, Rohini has been able to forget some, to some extent, the misery of the Brajavasis. But now, without stirring her memories, she had been managing to forget. But as Uddhav just now spoke, this has stirred up her memories again. And she talks, says, Aham vasude vena samanita yato tato yada. So I was in Gokul, then I was in Nandagram also. So after Krishna and Balaram went to Mathura, Kamsa was killed. Vasudeva and Devaki were free. Then Krishna, Balaram, they met, and then they were sent for the higher education to Avantipur, present-day Ujjain, a Sandipani Muni's ashram. And as Kamsa was no more, so there was nothing to fear. So I was brought back to Mathura. Vasudev, my husband, brought me back from Vrindavan to Mathura. And later on, I came also along with him to Dwarka. But while I was there, and Krishna was not there, they were in Mathura, they were elsewhere, there is Sandipani Muni's ashram. Says, oh, that Yashoda, not having her darling, that Yashoda Nandan wasn't around. Oh, she was heartbroken. That even the stones were melting by hearing the tales about her suffering. And those ladies, oh, what to speak of those ladies? Which ladies? The gopi ladies. They were jivan mritanam. They were like living corpses. Hardly, barely surviving. It's trembling and shaking and remembering, and when is he coming? Why not coming? Oh. So when Krishna returned from his studies, he was there, well, for sure, 64 lessons, right? 64 or 84? 64 lessons. One day, one lesson. And by the evening, he was getting certificate. Getting. The next day, lesson would begin. By the evening, he would wear that hat. The scholar, the graduation. So like that. So and then finally, when they returned, Guru Grihat Tvat Prabhum Tvat Prabhu, that's your, the your Lord. When he returned to Mathura, Sankshepena Eva Tad Vrittam Dukhat Kathayam Kudhihi, I only briefly shared the state of affairs of Braj, what Brajabasis are going through. Nahi komalitam chittam tena pyashayato bhavan. I thought, after hearing my reporting of what Brajabasis are going through, Krishna would probably rush. He would rush back to Vrindavan to meet those his most dear devotees. But nothing of the sort. He did not go. I was expecting. I had suggested. I had recommended how they are missing him. But instead of, forget his going, what did he do? He sent you. You, who is you here? Send you, Uddhav. Send, and why you? Sandesha chaturi vidya pragalbhaha preshitaha param. Because you are expert, messenger. This is your forte. This is, you're good at what? Sandesha chaturi vidya. Pragalbhaha. You're very, very expert in communication or delivering messages. So he picked you up and sent you. Uddha mohi braja visarata nahi. And he would say all this. Uddhav, I cannot forget Vrindavan, I cannot forget. I am remembering coward boys, I remember and remember. This party, that party. He was saying this, but he should have gone. But instead he sent you. Commentary. Much to Rohini's surprise, Krishna did not respond with deep concern. And when Uddhav delivered Krishna's message to Brajabasis, they did not recover from their situation or their devastation. On the contrary, they showed even more extreme symptoms of distress. They did not help. The situation became worse. Ayam eva kim teshu tat prabho paramo bhava mahan anugraha prasado yas tatparyena uchyate tvaya. So, is this your Lord's greatest favor and mercy on them? He did not go. He sent you. Rohini continues, says, I witnessed pratyaksham, mama pratyaksham. While there, Krishna vrajay avrajat, vrajay in the forest of Vrindavan, avrajat, whenever he went, tataha hi putana adibhyaha keshante bhyo muhur muhu. And while he was there, one demon after the other, one after the other, a big long queue. They were coming. Started with Putana. Putana was the first demon or demoness Krishna killed. The last one killed was Kesi. She mentions Kesi. But I think Kesi was killed, and then during the day, one who flies in the sky, Yomasur Gufa in Vrindavan. So Muhurmu, again and again these demons Krishna had to kill. Daityebhyo, and some demons and some demigods also were after him. That Indra, torrents of rain, and Vrindavan was flooded, and there was Shaktavart and Arjun trees uprooted, and so calamity after calamity. Vrajavinashakaha. After mentioning these kind of terrorist attacks, one after the other, tatratyastu janaha kinchitte anusandhadate natat. But for Vrajabasis, whenever there was attack, their concern was only to protect Krishna. Every time. There comes Trinavarta, and Krishna is up there in the sky, and everyone is screaming, Krishna, 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 where are you, Krishna? Krishna, where are you, where are you? Same thing, Putana. When she came, she was a regular size lady, 5.5 feet. But then when Krishna sucked poison, for sure, I don't know whether there was milk was there or no milk, drank her life, and then she, while that was happening, she grew in size, 12 miles, something like that. And when that body was lifeless, and where was Krishna? He was holding onto the breast, still drinking. And his little tiny baby, he remained the same size. Putana grew in size, but he remained the same size, maybe one foot tall. And then they were all running, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? And then they started running, starting from the lotus feet or feet of Putana. And they're running and running. It took some time to reach her knees, and some more time to reach her waist, and some stomach, the big belly, and then the breast, and going around the breast. Where is he? Where is he? And then he was clinging there. He was trying, still sucking. So their concern, always the protection of Sri Krishna. They never cared about themselves. This is the point that Rohini is making. The residents of Braj were simply happy to have Krishna in their midst. Nonetheless, at the end of that comment, Sanatana Goswami writes, nonetheless, the Brajavasis constantly thought only about how to keep Krishna happy. They never considered protecting themselves from the attacks of demigods or demons. That's the point. Krishna Indriya Preeti. Tarbale, that is prem. Atmendriya Preeti. Tarbale Naam. Kaam. So these are full of love for the Lord. So they used their bodies, their everything in service of the Lord. And whenever he was in difficulty, Krishna was in trouble or attacked, and they were only thinking of him and service and protection of him. Mohita eva Krishnasya mangalam tatra tatra hi. And yeah, little siddhant, how this works. Because Krishna's maya, called yoga maya, is yoga maya of the, yoga maya's influence upon all those residents of Vrindavan. Some kind of special current, the feelings and thinking, feeling, willing, all governed, all influenced by yoga maya. So under yoga maya's influence, mahatmanastu mam partha, what? Devi prakriti masritaha. Mahatma is that person who takes shelter, who is governed by the yoga maya or mahatmasam. Yeah, mahatmasam, devi prakriti, yoga maya, same thing. So all these residents of Vrindavan are under the influence of yoga maya, mohita. And then this is how they think. What do they think? Krishnasya mangalam. Mangalya of Krishna. The welfare of Krishna. All auspiciousness to Krishna. This is when one takes shelter of yoga maya or is controlled by yoga maya. Ichanti sarvada sviyam na pekshante chakarhichit. And for as if entranced, they are entranced by who? By yoga maya. They are the magic, this is how yoga maya functions. As if entranced in each event, they wanted only to assure Krishna's welfare. They never thought about themselves. And there's some more very interesting comment. Acting through his yoga maya potency, he delivered them from paying attention to their own safety. So they were thinking and acting differently. Acting through his yoga maya's potency, Krishna is acting through yoga maya. He is not there, not on the spot, but wherever he is. Parasha Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyate. Swabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. This is the Lord. And He has His energies, Parasha Shakti Vividhaiva, Vivid, of so many varieties of His Shakti's energies. And then Jnana, Shakti, Bala, Bal, giving Him Bal, or this is His Shakti. And Kriya, all the activities are through the agency of different Shaktis. So acting, Krishna acting through His Yogamaya potency, He delivered them from paying attention to their own safety. And they were not thinking of their own safety. Rakshishyati, rakshishyati iti visvasaha. This is one of the six symptoms of surrender, saranagati. Avashya rakshive Krishna. Avashya rakshive Krishna. So residents of Vrindavan are also following this principle of saranagati. Avashya rakshive Krishna. Brajavasis, however, manifested the perfection of this surrender spontaneously without having to practice it. They don't have to read Nectar of Devotion in the morning, go to Bhakti Shastri course taught by Bhakti Vigna Vinashak Maharaj's teaching, and then during the day you are trying to practice. He said this, or Rupa Goswami said that, and then they don't have to. This is natural for them. Spontaneous. They have attained the perfection. They don't have to practice. This comes. So, yes, it's said here. Svabhava saurudena eva. This is a natural, and their fondness, they're fond of Krishna. And yatkinchit sarvatmanaha. So, everything they do. Manasa deha geha jo kichimor arpulatva pade. Nanda Kishore, like that. They are dedicated unto Nanda Suno Sukhaya. What is the goal? Nanda Suno. What is Nanda Suno? Nanda Sunu, first of all. Nanda Suno means son of Nanda Maharaj is Nanda Sunu. He Radhe Brajadevike Chalalite. He Nanda Suno. Suno means, oh, listen to this. It's not like that. Suno, Suno, Suno. Hey, Suno. There, Nanda Sunu means son of Nanda Maharaj. And to address son of Nanda Maharaj, then it becomes Suno, Nanda Suno. Manu would become Mano. Yadu would become Yado. So it says Nanda Suno, but this one is a different one. Nanda Suno with visargas in front means off. Nanda Suno Sukhaya. For the sukh, for happiness, for pleasure of Nanda Maharaja's son, they are naturally doing everything. So-called love in the material world is always motivated by some selfish desire, right? You know that. But in Sri Vrindavan Dham, everyone loves Krishna without any motive. Tadanimapi namisham kinchit tvat prabhuna kritam. And even then, your Lord did not do nothing for residents of Vrindavan. For the Yadus, this was pleasing to hear about. Those who were in Dwarka, they were happy. They had Krishna with them. So. But for the rest, Vrajavasis and their sympathizers, it could be intolerable. And Rohini is also not able to tolerate this. Those rest of Vrindavan, Vrajavasis are suffering. They want Krishna, they want you. Of course, they want Krishna is not in front there. So, but you, on the bed lying there. And you don't do nothing. Tashrutva nustakam sasya janani drashta cheshtita. And having heard this, next speaker is not Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj. next speaker is Kamsasya Janani. Janani, Kamsa Mata, we heard that yesterday. She is coming on the scene again. She is feeling inspired to contribute, also speak out. Drashta Cheshtita. She is speaking boldly and not ashamed. She should not have spoken. She is not your chaste lady. We heard yesterday the illicit connections and the son born, the demon's son, Kamsa. It's also mentioned here that when Kamsa was killed, all the wise and intelligent people, they were rejoicing, they were very happy. Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol. There's a big celebration. The demigods were showering flowers and Apsaras were dancing and Gandharvas were singing, beating of drums, all that was going on. But it said this lady was lamenting. And jarahata vicharaha sa sa shiraha kampam abravit. Now as she is speaking, her head is, she is very old, vriddha, she is very elderly, so her, she is shaking. Or maybe because of her angry feelings, when you are angry, or then also your body trembles, right? Your lips and you become red, eyes and ears also change the complexion. And she's trembling and the old age has spoiled her thoughts. And she's wicked. Yesterday we heard about her. She's a gopis, gossip monger. She was known for that. And now she's going to say something. Aho, says, Bata Achyuta Tesham Gopanam Akrapavatam. Merciless. Those gopas, those cowards, they are merciless. So far Krishna is concerned, towards Krishna they are merciless.